John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and it's been way too long because this guy never stops. The energy, well, he's left a wake of, you know, expired Energizer bunnies in his path. You know, looking behind him, there's all these little pink bodies laying down there. Their batteries are completely depleted because nothing can keep up with Chad Elliott. He is, and he's proven more than the first time I dubbed him this. The Culture Buzz called him Iowa's Renaissance Man, and he truly is. And he does it in such a, just a, with boyish enthusiasm, unabashed joy at what he's doing. And he shares it openly with everyone and anyone who wants to come and enjoy the experience with him, because that's what it is. You don't just watch him in concert. You don't just listen to his albums. You don't just look at his artwork. It's an experience. It's a two-way street. It's a wonderful thing. But what we're talking about today is, it's kind of hard because he's always doing so many creative projects, but he just got done wrapping up one that just is on a level of its own. It's got its own special place now in the pantheon of Chad Elliott great stuff. It's Rest Heavy, the Sun Studios Sessions. It's a new album that's out there, and talk about getting some wonderful reviews. I love what Jim Hines of Elmore Magazine in the U.S. says. This album just oozes soul, truth, and seems rather timeless, as it could have been recorded almost any time in the last 50, 60 years. Go to the website, folks. I'm not going to take our time here talking about this. ChadElliott.net. Elliot is with double L, double T, because he's better than just one consonant in each of those places. Next thing I know, he's going to have three L's and three T's. He's earned them. But, you know, just I follow you on Facebook, and it's so much fun because I just feel like, you know, I'm the fly on the inside of your vehicle as you're rolling down the road. And you share so much that it's like, you gave us the anticipation leading up to the birth of this project. And it's just like we were there in Sun Studios with you. But for you, this was really kind of an epiphanal moment in your career, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It didn't, you know, when you go to record an album at a historic place like that, you know, you just hope it lives up to everything it's built upon, and it far exceeded everything I ever anticipated. Not just by the history of the place and the energy of the place, but how my own songs could kind of be transformed by just the energy of the place and the band that I'm working with and the people that are in that room. And it kind of far surpassed anything that I ever anticipated. When we drove away the 2 days, we just did like 9 hours of recording in there, but it was two nights, you know, because they closed the doors after the tours at night, and we set up shop for, you know, 5 hours each night. And we got done after that, and we drove off the next day, and we just kind of were driving, Tommy Lewis and I, you know, because yep. Everyone kind of went their own directions. We were heading out to New Orleans, and we just kind of looked at each other, did that just happen? and we said, you know, that we got it in the can, you know, as they say, we got it in the can. You can't take that away from us anymore. So it was one of those feelings, you know, where you just go, it was a moment in my career that I could have only wished for, and then we got invited back to go back again, and it was just like heaven, you know. So
the harder you work, the luckier you get. That saying pales in comparison to the way you're living the life. I really like Lucas Benson of Little Village Magazine said, Rest Heavy is a high-energy, dynamic work. One of the best parts about listening to the album is the clear sense you get that Elliott is having the time of his life playing and recording those songs.
Yeah, he could definitely hear it.
I mean, you had to display some discipline not to just start laughing in the middle of things, just, you know, pinch me, man.
Yeah. The first, I think it got us, the first, you know, couple songs, we were just kind of going, is that sound all right? Everything good? And we just slowly got into this groove of just this, it felt so natural where we were just taking one, the first take, you know, it was just, it sounded so good. But then we'd record a few other takes, but we knew that first take was the one, because we had all that energy built up. And we had worked pretty hard ahead of time on my band, you know, there's six of us, and we were from all over the place, and we're all trying to get together and rehearse. And we had been working on these songs for quite a while and giving it a lot of thought. And to finally just be like, okay, let's just have fun now. We have the songs. It's just a matter of getting the energy right, because that's a huge part of any recording process, and to be in that room to capture that energy. I was just so proud of everyone that was part of that. And I know that the Sun Studio folks really liked it, because we were those Iowa boys that were just so nice.
You know? Well, it's got to be great for them to have people that have the kind of talent you guys did, but you know, just the respect and just enthusiasm to dive into it as you did, it had to have been a nice two-way reciprocal type feeling there.
Yeah, it felt like they were pulling for us as much as we were, and as we were kind of respecting the room, but they were just so helpful in getting us to the place where we felt comfortable to just let loose and give our best. And Les Hampton, who's the engineer there and kind of lines up the studio times, he's like, I had no idea music like this was being made in Iowa. Get more of you folks down here.
I love it. Chad Elliott is my guest. He's got a great website. Go to chadelliott.net. Elliott, of course, is spelled with two L's and two T's. And I want to delve into this a little more, because the creation of an album is a very special process. I mean, it's half very well conceived, but it's half just gut instinct. And talk about the naming of the album, but also the selection of the tracks that you used.
Yeah, that's the part I'm a little obsessive about, is my songs and collecting songs anyway. So I have this huge catalog that I'm kind of looking through and going, what would be the perfect thing? And I just love that process where you're kind of getting a flow of the album, but also I'm thinking of what room I'm going to be recording, who I'm recording with, and going, what would serve the songs? And then I also send the tracks out to the band and go, what do you guys think? And we all kind of agree mostly. And then there was one that was on there, Shining Stars, that I kind of got talked into recording it again, because it's an older song of mine, and I was like, I really have a lot of new ones, you know, I'd rather get one of those off. But it was the right choice, and it turns out to a lot of people's favorite track on there is this Shining Stars. That Tommy Lewis was really pushing for that one, because he loves singing on that song. And as soon as we got in that room, you know, we're picking out songs, we're kind of arranging them so they're easier, the easier ones at the beginning, so we can kind of get that nervous energy spun out on the easier ones.
Yeah.
And the order of the songs kind of flows really nice when we're recording. We got seven in the first night. It was like 5 hours of just seven songs live, you know. And then with the next night, we had a little extra time, so we did the St. James Infirmary. We added that one at the last minute, you know, saying, hey, let's just do this one and rock it out, you know. So we got them all together, and the one that just came out so easy and it captured everything I wanted in the sound was the title track. It wasn't originally, it was going to be called Shy of Shameless, which is the album name. And we just said, you know, Rest Heavy is actually the most quintessential sound that we were going for, and it also felt really good to sing it. And so we're like, let's call it Rest Heavy. So
I know you have a great instinct for this stuff, because I mean, like I said, you know, you work hard at this, but it's also the fact that you have immersed yourself into your career. But it's not just that. You're not tunnel visioned with your career. You have a lot of incredible input from your family, so much from your family, from your wife, from your hometown, from your visual arts, from the children's books. I mean, those are the kind of the subtext feelings that come through in your music, in your lyrics, in your stories, that it captures so much more than what so many other artists have to offer. I mean, you've got these extra, you're almost like this crazy chef. You know, when you're working with this stuff, you know, you said, I've got this great big book, you know, and I've got all these songs to choose from. And it's kind of like, okay, and here, guys, sample this. What does that taste like? You know?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Finally, you put this master meal, this 12-course meal together that that everyone now, you say, yeah, whoa, this is good. Yeah, man, let's have this, you know. And all of a sudden, you have this wonderful feast. And
yeah.
so now I'm going to have to make you into a master chef, you know, a five-star cordon bleu type guy. So there you are, Renaissance man. I've just tossed the gauntlet down.
That's great. I'm going to try.
We'll be swapping recipes before you know it, okay?
Yeah, I'll give my best. But man, that's definitely not an art form I'm excelling at. You, a lot of truck stop food right now.
I got to say, you have so much time in your hands to perpetuate that. But that is what I want to get into was that an honest statement, the fact that you do infuse so much of the rest of your life in a very open, honest, and inclusive way to your music?
Yeah, I do intentionally try and keep an open mind with it all, because I was on the path to being an artist. That's all I really wanted to do, and I was very specified. I was like, I just want to do bronze sculpting. You know, I wanted to be a figurative sculptor, and I started getting to the music, and then it took a turn, and I just wanted to do music, but I missed the sculpting and the painting, and so I felt like I tried to do one thing, you know, because they say if you want to excel at anything, pick one thing and just do it well. Do it, and I think there's a lot of truth to that in certain people, but definitely not for people like me. and I just have too many curious little avenues I want to go down, and I feel like if I can't go down it on this particular day, the next day I might be able to go down and explore that. And so I feel like this whole body of work has been kind of collecting as like, I want to look back when I'm 90 years old or my great grandchildren can look back and go, this is a life lived, you know, and they have all these stories to look at and they're all these images that they can kind of, it's a body of work instead of a career, I think. You know, I think of it as just collecting all the things I can and sharing it through my own little paradigm and hoping it resonates.
Well, it does resonate, because what you've done is you've created this incredible collection of creative snapshots, whether it's a musical form, it's a visual arts form, it's a written form or whatever. Yeah. And when you have that kind of series of creative snapshots, it does help show the path that you've traveled and you continue to travel. And that's so important. The evolution of your albums, of your music, is something people love, because if they look real deeply, the core, your roots are still there. It's just that they have evolved. All of a sudden, the apple tree has grown a lot more limbs and is producing more fruit. I mean, that's part of the evolution of Chad Elliott.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's a great image. Yeah.
So there you are. You're kind of like the Jonathan Apple of the delicious apple. That's the one from Winterset. Just up the road from you. Chad Elliott is my guest. If you have been living under a rock for the last several years, then maybe you are not familiar with this artist. If you're like most of us, you know Chad Elliott. Somehow, once you meet him, you're friends forever with Chad Elliott. Go to his website, chadelliott.com. Elliott is LLTT. And be sure to pick up your download, order your copy, whatever, of Rest Heavy, because that is his new album. It is a great homage to the famous Sun Studios down in Nashville and
Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah,
what
yep.
a, You know, I get those cultural centers all
people
mixed
up. People do all the time, yeah.
I meant Memphis. I don't know why I said Nashville. I was testing you. That's
yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The neophyte tests the master, right? But, you know, it's just amazing. You are having a fun, joyous ride, and you are taking a bunch of people along who are enjoying it, cherishing it. And, folks, your music collection is not complete unless you have the entire body of what Chad has put out there so far. And the latest one is Rest Heavy. As I said, it was produced in Memphis at Sun Studios.
Yeah.
But I look forward to our next conversation. Keep the creative mischief just going as strong as you always have been. And folks, make sure you go to the website, chadelliott.net. He does a great job of letting you know where he will be performing next. That is when you really enjoy what Chad has to offer. And so congratulations on what you're doing. Continue doing it, because we are benefiting from it all, Chad.
Well, thank you so much, John, and thank you for all the years of support and energy that you give me. So you're inspiring as well, and I really appreciate it.
Easy to do when you're as fun to follow as you, and you lift me up on a regular basis. I said, man, I need a Chad Elliott fix. So
oh, thank
pop
you.
In one of your songs, and life is better again.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.